In a world of action and explosions, one man must decide what movies to pick. Will they be good movies? No, they will be absolute crap. This is Bad Rad Movies Podcast. Rated R. On this episode, we will be watching...
Welcome to another episode of Bad Rad Movies, where we talk about a movie that is hopefully bad but entertaining. We will spoil the movies. So if you don't want the movie spoiled, go watch the movie and come back. If you don't care, keep listening. I am Richard. And I have my co-host. The incredible. The magnificent. The man who likes to get gangbanged and suck dick for weed. What the fuck is your name?
It's Cameron.
Yes, I won't.
Pretty good.
Thanks. I came up with that while you told me you were going to take 20 minutes to get ready, so I did this and other stuff. Anyway, like what the text to speech said, I don't have to say it again. So, did you do anything? Wow. So, Cameron, did you do anything new since the last time we did Night of Something Strange?
Were you slurring your words a little bit there?
I think so, yeah. I've been drinking White Claw today, yeah.
I mixed some with fruit punch, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I finally got my lazy ass to put on some gloves and a mask and went and bought a box of White Claw. So, there you go.
It'd be like that. I did that today.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. I bet. Did you do anything or no?
Well, I tried hiking yesterday, and it was like 90 degrees outside. That was fun.
Must have been sweating a lot, man.
Walked up a few hills.
Sweating a lot, man.
And I was sweating up a lot.
Super dehydrated looking. Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway,
what about you?
I've just been doing the same old routine, working, 3 days out of the week, but I still get paid in full, as if I'm working 40 hours a week, and, been recently playing Grand Theft Auto Online again, because they came out with all kinds of shit, and I found some people that play the game still, so I was like, oh, okay, because, I stopped playing it because, when you're just by yourself doing it, you don't really make that much money at all, and it's kind of hard to do missions. And
it's like Minecraft,
Which, funny enough, I
sucks
actually been
playing alone.
I've actually been playing a little bit of Minecraft too. So, but I've only just been playing a little bit. I've been mainly playing Grand Theft Auto Online. But yeah, and that's pretty much it. Just just trying to make the time pass by and time go by and shit and. I haven't really done really anything new. But anyway, so Cameron, what movie are we doing? What did the Wheel of Shit not land on, because we didn't do the Wheel of Shit because this was the only movie left?
TC 2000.
From the producers of Tiger Claws and Talons of the Eagle. Two classics of ferocious combat nobody plays for kicks. Now comes the future of martial arts. TC 2000. In a time just beyond tomorrow, the streets will become war zones.
Of the two that have entered here, only one may leave.
The cities will become electronic fortresses. And the only hope
I'm not sticking around to see somebody else get greased.
Will be an ex-cop turned executioner. Because when the line between the law,
he said me,
and the outlaws has been shattered.
Nicky Picasso's going down, with you or without you?
The only way to get justice is to make your own.
Go!
TC 2000. Starring the brightest stars of the deadliest art. Billy Blanks, Bolo Young, Jalal Mehra, Mateus Hughes, and introducing Bobby Phillips. TC 2000. Martial arts enters the 21st century.
Ooh, TC 2000.
Ooh.
Yeah. So just to give a little bit of
information. Sounds like a Terminator movie, but it's not.
I know, right? It's just a little bit misleading. But so just to give a little bit of information about this movie, TC 2000 came out in 1993. This was directed by an individual by the name of TJ Scott. And I'm trying to see what else he's done, but wow, he's directed 68 things. It seems like he hasn't really done a lot of movies. I think he's only done a few movies, which this is one of them. But it looks like he mainly does television series and, like, TV movies. That's it. Because I'm trying to see if there's anything that we've ever heard of. And, yeah, so TC 2000 was this guy's very first movie. And I didn't know he directed RoboCop, the TV series. And apparently...
Oh, wow.
Apparently,
I didn't have seen that coming.
And apparently there was... Oh, okay, no, it's not The Matrix, because this Matrix, the TV series, came out in 1993, which the first Matrix came out in 1999. He did the Hercules series. Wow, okay, so he's actually got some stuff that I've heard of, like, but like I said, mainly TV shows, like whether if it's like Andromeda, Mutant X, Flash Gordon. What else we got here? I'm just trying to look through here real quick. V Wars. I've actually been watching a little bit of V Wars on Netflix. I didn't know he did that one too.
What is that?
It's like this series that I saw on Netflix. It's like about vampires. I don't know. I only watched like a couple of episodes, but,
Is that the V?
Yeah, it's called V Wars, which is on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah. So this stars, obviously, Billy Blanks, which was the guy who played as the bad guy in the very first movie we did on our very first episode, King of the Kickboxers. So,
wow, full circle.
I know, right? Like, what a way to end, not end the podcast, but end, like, the final movie on the Wheel of Shit, which happens to be the same, wow, I'm already over-explaining, as the first fucking movie we did on our very first podcast episode. Yeah. This, yeah. What's funny, though, is that, like, in TC 2000, which, of course, I'd have to thank, the person on Instagram named 48 Research, he's the one that recommended this movie to put on our Wheel of Shit because it had Billy Blanks in it. So thank you, Mr. 48 Research on Instagram for suggesting this. And this also stars a guy by the name of Bolo Young, which I think you recognize this guy too, right? Because I recognize this guy always playing like as like a bad guy in several different, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. And he was in Enter the Dragon. And he was also, one of the main bad guy in Bloodsport, the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Which character was he?
He was the big buff Asian dude that was basically teaching Billy Blanks.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you recognize that guy or no?
I felt like I did, but I couldn't pin him. I was like, I've seen him before.
Yeah, he
like, who the fuck is he?
He tends to play mainly as like a bad guy in a lot of like martial arts films, whether if it's like Bruce Lee movies or that. Like but this is like the first time I've ever seen him play as a good guy in a martial arts movie. And of course the only other person
looks
I
hard,
know.
Man.
Yeah. And the only other person I know in this movie is a little actor named Matthias Hughes, the blonde one, because I actually covered a movie with this guy in it, which I've seen him in other movies too, but the one that I covered was this movie called I Come in Peace, but the way how this, with Dolph Lundgren, but the way he plays as the main bad guy alien, where it doesn't sound like he only says I come in peace, but it doesn't sound like he's saying I come in peace. It sounds like he's saying I come in piss. Because he's got like a thick accent, so yeah. Anyway,
oh dang,
yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
And this also stars Bobby Phillips, who plays as like the partner girl of Mr. Billy Blanks, and yeah, I really liked her a lot.
So did I.
Oh yeah, yeah. So anyway, so Cameron, do you want to read the plot or the synopsis or the synopsis for this movie, or do you want me to read it?
Do you have it up already?
Oh yes, I do.
Oh wait, I got it.
Okay, go for it.
A futuristic cop and his lethal comrade battle ruthless gangs, corruption, and a nearly indestructible killing machine.
Ooh. Yeah. Obviously, we tend to reveal how we feel about a movie towards the end, so we'll try not to spoil it or ruin it, although that tends to happen quite a lot. It's hard for us to hide our emotions.
Dude, they have this for $48.99 on Amazon.
Wow. And you can actually...
Yeah,
we didn't even have to buy the movie. You could just watch this on YouTube. They have the full movie on YouTube. So just type in TC2000
literally on
full
YouTube,
movie.
Yeah.
It's the whole movie's on YouTube. So you don't need to waste $50. So, yeah.
and make sure you put TC2000 movie... Because apparently it's also
a dildo
software.
Oh, okay. And make sure you space out
stock
the TC
software.
Make sure you space out the TC and the 2000, so they're separate. So it's like two separate words.
Yeah, I think it's telling that when you Google TC2000, though, you just get the stock trading software, not the movie at all.
Yeah, or just go on YouTube and type in TC2000 full movie, and you'll get the movie right away. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, Cameron, do you want to start with how this movie starts, or do you want me to go first?
Go for it.
All right, so in the beginning of the film, we start off with two people that are, well, that are riding on a motorcycle, but instead of like a person behind someone on a motorcycle, they're in like the side cart thing. So this takes place during like this post-apocalyptic future. Obviously it's Billy Blanks who's kind of narrating the whole thing. So basically this movie revolves around where it takes place. They're never really specific about what happened. All they say is that the surface world, in the top of the world, is really polluted. So there's two different sides, I guess, which there's the, what they call the surface dwellers, which are basically obviously people that are living above ground. And there's the underworld people that live underground. Now the underworld or underground people are comprised of, these sort of police officers, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of hard. I don't know if they were police officers or if they were like some sort of military group or something. But basically, they are
security.
Yeah, there's some kind of security group. But they're basically called TC2000. Now, when I first saw this, the cover I didn't watch any trailers, but when I based on the cover, I thought that Billy Blanks was a cyborg guy who was called TC2000. Which it turns out.
So did I.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was called, but no, TC2000 is basically the name of that military or security organization is what it's called. So it's a little bit misleading, but it's fine. So they head underground. Him and his partner, Billy Blanks, plays as Jason Storm, and the actress Bobby Phillips plays as this girl named Zoe. Some sort of ambush happens where I guess they had some. I gotta say, a lot of the things in this movie were really cheap looking because the equipment, like when this ambush from the main bad guy who's named, I think is what is what was his name? Nicky. The guy's name was Nicky Picasso.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, his name was the guy that wore always wears this like French hat. Sure. Yeah, yeah, his name's Nicky Picasso.
Oh, so, is it the guy who kind of looked like Sylvester Stallone, but
yeah,
not really?
but like short and always wears like a French hat or something and has like paint on his face or some shit. Yeah. So he's basically the leader of this resistance or terrorist group that are the surface dwellers. So he and his men are like trying to infiltrate the TC2000 people. And they can't get through because they have this force field gate, which is just blue lights and fog, pretty much. And wow. And so while they're trying to, they do find a way on how to get past that. What they do is they kill two of the guards and they carry the guard's body, and that somehow overrides trying to like block them from entering, and that just lets them through. So once Billy Blanks and the Zoe girl find out what's going on, they go and they start putting on their tactical gear. Now the tactical gear, all it is like the karate fucking taekwondo like headgear that you put on before you start doing a sparring
like
against
the practice stuff.
Yeah, like the practice shit. And then they just had a bunch of like fucking like magnifying glass thing, monocle that's been taped on there, and it looked so fucking cheap looking. And so, like,
hey, man, this is serious business, man.
I know, right? And then, well, what I found funny too is that once they find the culprits or the people that are like terrorizing the fucking or infiltrating or trying to get something, like, him and Zoe are running right behind these two terrorists. And they were right behind them, but for some reason they had to fucking like go into the camera view of like this scanning vision thing where it has like oh, how many meters they're away from the guys. And I'm like, why the fuck do they even need that? Because they're literally right behind the guys. But yeah, there's a lot of action that happens in this movie, which I was pleasantly surprised. I thought this was going to be a lot of talking and a lot of fucking dumb shit, but yeah. What did you think of the action, the choreography?
You know, it kind of seemed like they had a karate instructor kind of teaching them some basic moves, and they kind of maybe overdid some of those, but it was better than it could have been.
Shut up.
But not great.
You are stupid.
Oh, is that new? Wait. Is that Arnold? Call me.
You drunk fuck.
Wait, when does he even say that?
You are disgusting.
Is that like a voice generator?
I don't know. Anyway, so what happened after that?
Shenanigans and all that shit.
So they get into a bunch of fights with all the terrorist guys, and that's when we get introduced to that Nicky Picasso guy. What is it? Nicky Picasso and his goons run into like some sort of a dead end in a hallway, And like they're like, wait a minute, it's a dead end. And then Nicky Picasso's like, somehow he figures out that it wasn't because he grabbed something and threw it against the wall, and it just shattered like glass.
The bodies or something?
No, they didn't use a body to throw it against the wall. Well, no, yeah, I mean they used. That's what I already mentioned, though. Like that they.
My bad.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like when they ended up at that dead end. And then the guy, the Nicky guy, got some kind of a rock or something and threw it at the wall. But it turned out it wasn't an actual wall; it was just glass because it shattered. And then
I don't remember those details.
You are stupid.
Wow. And so then they go through this shattered wall door or whatever, and what is it? They. Find something. I don't know. They never really showed what they found, but apparently they found what they needed. Oh, no, they did. Nicky finds like a treasure chest or some kind of a box that has an Uzi. I don't know if that's what they were looking for, but they never really established whether or not if they got what they needed. So he pulls out an Uzi and starts shooting a bunch of people. And Billy Blanks is, like, fighting a bunch of guys. And then I guess we see a handgun come out of nowhere because, I already fucked up. There's a point where Billy Blanks and the Matthias Hughes, who plays, I don't know, he plays as, like, the main head honcho of, like, the TC2000 security group's right-hand man. They get into some kind of a weird altercation. And then they're about to punch each other, but then like some guy comes out and he's like, no, the way how we settle it with the TC2000 is we go into some fucked up looking dojo practice room and we all settle it by beating the shit out of each other. And so they have like this little thing where they like are fighting in some sort of a tournament like thing, and they settle their differences there. But yeah, so I had a feeling that it was the Matthias Hugh guy that pulled out a handgun, but they don't show who it is. They just show a hand with the handgun. And I knew that it was trying to point at Billy Blanks' character, but then like somehow it hit his partner Zoe. And I guess she gets killed because she was like, oh, Billy Blanks, are we part? You said we were partners forever. And he's like, we are partners forever. And then she dies, and then he cries, which is very convincing of his crying, which didn't
at
even
this
look
point,
like
I was
crying.
Like, man, like the one good thing in the movie is just gone.
Or is it?
Like, that quick? Like, really?
You idiot!
Hey, man, don't spoil
me. Yeah, so, what happened after that?
Is this when Billy Blanks and that one dude square off?
That was actually we passed that part.
Oh, and like the whole karate scene?
Yes.
Is this where we get Ghetto Fight Club then?
Ugly motherfucker.
So then we get to the part where because after Zoe gets killed, they hold a funeral for her, and I guess apparently, after they hold a funeral for her, Billy Blanks talks to the main, I don't know, captain or the guy that's in charge of the whole fucking thing, and then he's like, I want to see Zoe's body, and he's like, well, you can't because it's classified information because a lot of your guys' tech belongs to the government, so we can't do that because we got to disconnect all the cameras or whatever the fuck it was they were saying. He's like, well, I don't want to be
in the lab.
Yes, because we find out that before that whole fucking deal goes down that they were talking about coming up with a cybernetic TC2000 tracker guy or person or whatever, and which is developed.
That doesn't at all sound like RoboCop.
I know, right? And which is developed by a certain scientist, which, what was his name, Cameron, the scientist?
His name was Cameron.
Yes! His name was Cameron! As soon as he was like...
I was waiting for you to point that out. I was like, as soon as I heard that in the movie, I was like, fuck.
I was dying when he was like, he's like, oh, I'd like to introduce you to Professor. I'd like to introduce you to Professor Cameron. I fucking was dying. I was like, oh my God.
I was too.
Oh, fuck. That was funny. So then, I guess apparently they wanted Billy Blanks to be the cybernetic TC-2000 because I guess you have to go through some sort of a procedure, but he said he didn't want to do it. So because, Zoe gets, like, killed, question mark, like, they have her body on a slab, and they start doing the TC-2000X programming on her by attaching a microchip to her brain. But, I mean, we don't physically see it. We see it in some shitty computer animation on a monitor. So... yeah, so that's already another false advertisement because Billy Blanks isn't the TC-2000. It's the girl. So, and then what happened after that, Cameron?
Yeah, I felt like I slid to there. Is this when we get Ghetto Fight Club?
What's Ghetto Fight Club? What are you talking about?
The surface, the, like... circle of bitch. People, and then the Asian dude's fighting someone.
Fuck you.
And they just beat shit out of each other.
Oh, is that the one where it's the karate thing?
That happens,
thing?
Like, several times.
Oh, yeah, where they had, it was basically like a fighting thing. Like, where people would crowd around.
Yeah, and the Asian dude's just beating the shit out of, like, one guy after another.
Yeah, that kind of happens because after... well, that comes after when Billy Blanks is, like, you know, saying, like, oh, I don't want to be a part of this force anymore because I don't want anybody else to get killed. And then the main guy is like, oh, you want to quit? Fine. Quit then. But we're going to take everything off of you. So they take everything off, and they were supposed... I guess apparently Professor Cameron was supposed to... kill him by, like, making it look like he died on the operating table, like it was an accident, but he didn't because there was too many people, according to what Dr. Cameron said. And yeah, and then that's when
I can hear you hesitate every time.
Yeah, because it's just, I don't know. Anyway, so then
you're like, Dr. Cameron.
I just can't picture you as a doctor. That's why. Like, it just sounds so weird saying
that. Watch me get a PhD and then you'll have to say it.
Well, are you going to be a surgeon, though? Or are you just going to be like Dr. Phil and just have a PhD and not do anything with it?
Yeah, that.
Mm. Wow. So then,
yeah.
So then,
don't they create, like, a false narrative of him as a traitor?
Yes, they do, because they tried to, the main captain guy sends a couple of his goons to try to kill Billy Blanks, but Billy Blanks just, I don't know, he doesn't, this was probably the dumbest fight, because he doesn't really use any martial arts, which understandably because he's still recovering from surgery, but all he did was grab a bunch of, like, I don't know, plates and, like, I don't know, statues or something made out of, like, clay or something that shatters, and he just would make things shatter on people, like on these two guys. He would just throw plates or something, like, or smash a plate over their heads. So after
that was weird. Yeah,
so after he knocks out these two guys by breaking glass or something over their head, he just crawls into a duct, and then he ends up somehow into the surface world. And then that's when we go in and we see, what the fuck was that guy's name? That Bolo, I'm just going to call him Bolo. Oh no, his name is Sumai, Master Sumai. So Sumai, that's when we run into the part where we see the fight for money, or in this case, they were fighting for water because there was like a bag of water hanging up on a rope.
Oh yeah.
So that's basically what the currency is water.
What is this water world like? Nothing.
So then Billy Blanks is watching Bolo fight because he's watching him fight for a couple of times. And then Bolo is like, there's two times where this is the part that actually made me laugh really, really hard. So there's this guy, this fat dude.
The punching.
Yes. There's this fat dude that always sets up the fights. And he's and Bolo is first fighting this really fat, obese dude with a beard and long hair. And like he keeps beating the shit out of him. So this fat, obese guy is like, oh, like he plays dirty by grabbing the promoter or the guy that arranged the fights. And he's like, aha, you can't get me because, you know, this guy, I'm using this guy as a shield. And Bolo or Sumai is doing this thing where I thought he was going to punch through the guy to kill the guy. But no, somehow he just punches through the guy that he's using as a shield and like knocks the fucking fat dude out. Like, without hurting the guy that he was using as a shield. And I just sat there and I was like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. How is that possible?
Dude, like, I was dying. And that was like the most entertaining part of the entire movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
By a long shot.
Yeah, I was just laughing because I'm like, that's so fucking stupid. Like, how does he do that? Yeah, how did he punch through?
I was in the middle of like a massive smoke sesh while I watched this movie, and I was like,
So then you were like, you were in the middle of a smoke sesh, and while you were, what were you doing? Like a joint or a bong or a pipe or a blunt?
I have a little mini bowl.
Oh, a mini bowl. Okay, so then after you did that,
like pointer finger.
So then after you did that, you basically like after you saw him punch through the promoter guy, but then it ended up knocking out the guy that was behind him. That's when you were like, is that what you did?
Yeah, kinda. and then my boy Mark came out, and then he brought his bubbler. So yeah, the bubbling actually fits.
Were there any people that were kind of like around you and seeing what you were watching? Like, did you hear any comments about what they were seeing?
Yeah, my mom also came outside, and she's like, "What is this?" And I was like, I don't really know, Mom. I still really don't know. People are just fighting each other.
Yeah.
And some guy punched a guy through another guy. That's just what's happening.
So then what happened after that, Cameron?
Don't they reveal the TC2000X?
Yes, by holding a press conference. They hold a press conference, and they were like, I think it was the main guy, though, like the main TC2000 security boss. He's like, oh, we have a new...
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'd like to introduce you to TC2000X. And that's when we get Zoe, but this time... Instead of her being in like a regular uniform, she's in like a sort of a dominatrixy sex outfit or something or whatever. And she's like
I like how they like did her hair up all like crazy too.
And then her makeup like, is like a lot.
Is she a sex symbol or is she like a robotic police person?
I have no idea.
I don't get it.
Well, apparently, as we get late, apparently Dr. Cameron made her into basically a sex doll because...
Fucking Dr. Cameron.
Yeah. Why are you talking shit about yourself?
That's not me.
Well, I could tell that, like, if you were have been a doctor or some kind of a professor to make this kind of technology, you've already made your robotic sex doll. Your dream came true.
Totally.
Oh, so then she does her martial arts, which is mainly just doing flips, and she's like just kicking guys or whatever. And I guess that's when Billy Blanks meets up with Bolo, or Master Sumai, and he saves him somehow, because one of the fights, like, a guy tries to stab him, stab Bolo or whatever, and Billy Blanks saves him that way by knocking out the guy that had the knife. And so they basically start becoming, like, good friends, because Bolo basically invites him over to his house, which he barely talks in the movie, which, I mean, he's never really talked in any of the movies. So I guess technically this is the only movie where he does talk, but he only says, like, a few words at a time. But only hearing those few words at a time, that made me go, okay, now I get why he was always quiet in almost every single movie he was in. Because he sucks as a talking actor, but he's really great as an intimidating, quiet character. So, I don't know. But his daughter comes out, and she basically, like, does something.
Yeah.
So she brings out some tea, and I don't know. She basically just talks for her dad. But then yet somehow Bolo just fucking talks and says once in a while, like, you know, it's dumb shit. Like, oh, Nikki, Picasso is a bad man. And she'd be like, but then she'll, like, translate shit that he says, but not really. Like, she'll translate things without him saying anything. I don't know. So
basically, I got that drift, too.
Yeah. So, like, Billy Blanks, I guess apparently in the surface world, everybody is afraid of Nikki Picasso. So for some reason, Billy Blanks thinks that Nikki Picasso killed his partner Zoe, who is now the TC-2000X, which Billy Blanks doesn't know that the TC-2000X was his partner, or is his partner, Zoe. So he still thinks that she's dead when really she's not. So, yeah, anyway, yeah, I know, I confused myself too. And then Bolo's like, well, I don't have the strength to take on Nikki Picasso because he's got, you know, hundreds and thousands of soldiers under his belt. And so Billy Blanks is like, okay, well, what about if we gather some people? And they're like, oh, there's the lifers. He's like, well, what about them? He's like, no, you don't want them because they're like criminals. He's like, well, fuck it then. I'm gonna go and invade Nikki Picasso's place by myself. And then so Bolo's like, all right, fine, you do whatever you want. So then Billy Blanks goes to Nikki Picasso's hideout, and then we saw like a fucking, I don't know, I thought it was just like some ninja, but it turns out that it's Bolo. And he's like, oh, what are you doing here, Bolo? He's like, oh, well, I'm here to help you out because I felt bad that I just made you go by yourself. So they go to Nikki Picasso's place. Turns out that the TC-2000X, Zoe, is working along with Nikki Picasso. So I didn't understand this part at all.
Yeah, she like joins the rebels?
Yeah.
I don't remember how. I just remember that I guess they killed whoever she was with, and then she's like, "What up?" And they're like, "You want to join us?" And she's like, "I thought you'd never ask."
Oh yeah, she fought this girl that was like his side piece or something. I don't know.
And she beat the shit out of that girl.
Yeah, and then I guess she must have killed her because we never saw that girl again. No. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I didn't understand the plot at all, like, at that point. Like, I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Because she's supposed to be the cybernetic security, police, army, whatever the fuck it is, person. Like, I didn't know if she was just going undercover or if she was, like, pretending, or if she decided that she was going to be a bad guy. But then, like, it turns out that Dr. Cameron programmed her to be this hormonal, horny person.
Good job, Dr. Cameron.
Yes. But you would have done that too, because, you know, you have your real doll in your closet.
Yeah, no one's supposed to know about that.
He doesn't want the listeners to know.
I thought this was a safe space.
It is. Hey, during these times of the epidemic or the pandemic,
hey man, you know, social distancing.
You gotta, you gotta have. To be honest, I wish I had a real doll right now, because it gets real fucking lonely at my place.
Hey, you got the bitches though.
Nah, hell no. No, my dogs are like my children. Fuck that shit.
I was thinking about the lonely aspect, you sick fuck.
Ew, you're you're the disgusting one.
You misinterpreted me, sir.
Oh, yeah, sure I did.
I was not intending anything sexual by that.
Yes, you were, you sick fuck.
Your words are mine.
So then, what is it? Billy Blanks goes in, sneaks into Nikki Picasso's place, and he sneaks up behind Nikki, and he gets him in some sort of an arm lock. He's like, I've been waiting for a long time for this. You killed my partner. And then he's like, I didn't kill your partner. And then he's like, yes, you did. And he's like, no, I didn't. He's like, yes, you did. He's like, nuh-uh. He's like, uh-huh. He's like, nuh-uh. He's like, fine, you don't believe me? Hey, Zoe, come out here. Your old partner's here. And Zoe comes out, and she's just, like, standing, like, trying to look all sexy or whatever. And then Billy Blanks is shocked, and he's like, oh, my God, Zoe, is that you? He's like, oh, we're partners forever, right? And she just starts beating the shit out of him, and he never fights back.
She doesn't remember, right?
Yeah, because of Dr. Cameron's programming of putting hentai and, like, porn software in her microchip or something.
Yep.
So she just keeps beating the shit out of him. And then he's like, oh, no, Zoe, I'm not going to hit you because my mama told me never to hit girls even if they're beating the shit out of you. And she, like, somewhat tries to remember things because I remember Dr. Cameron saying that he couldn't erase her memory completely, otherwise it'll, like, fuck up the programming. So she starts remembering things here and there, and she kind of looks at Billy Blanks like she recognizes him, but then there's, like, an override program that goes on this on her monitor eyes or something, and then she just goes, oh, never mind, I'm gonna keep beating the shit out of you. And it gets to a point where
she's
beats
like
him.
80% cybernetic and, like, 20% human, right?
No, it's the other way around. She's 80% human and 20% cybernetic machine.
Yeah, so she still has that, like, wild card human aspect.
Yeah. So Billy Blanks basically gets thrown out by Cyber Zoe, like a bouncer throwing a fucking guy out of a fucking nightclub. And Bolo's like, okay, let's flee for now. We're going to need more training. So then Bolo starts training Billy Blanks, but Billy Blanks is like, we don't have enough guys. We need to recruit the lifers. And so they go and they start recruiting the lifers, but, like, or they don't recruit them, but they're, like, in that same spot where they held, like, those betting fights. And then they're like, all right, we're going to take out Nikki fucking Picasso, and who's with us? And, like, some guy, like, challenges them, and he's like, oh, yeah, Mr. Bolo here is a fucking joke. He's a has-been. He's washed up. And, I don't know, they fight, and they take over, I don't know, they change their minds, and now they're going to fight with them. I guess. And then what's weird is that, this is where I also got confused. Few of the guys that they recruited were also the bad guys in the beginning of the movie that were breaking in to the fucking TC-2000 fucking facility. And
yeah, for real.
And I thought it was, at first I thought it was like a casting fuck up where they reused the same actors for different roles. But then I realized it wasn't. It was the same characters, because when those same goons showed up to join them, Billy Blanks was like, yeah, don't worry. I could fight for them. I can vouch for them because I fought them before and they're pretty good, even though I fucking beat the shit out of them and defeated them. So I'm like, that's anyway. So they start training and training with all of these different guys, only to find out that once they decide to execute some kind of plan to go to the, what was it they called it? The terminal or something? The main terminal?
I believe so.
Yeah. Cause, and then we find out that the Zoe girl, aka TC2000X real doll, fucking is the daughter of like this guy who made the facility. And I guess apparently they can't. I don't know. This movie kind of confused the shit out of me because there were so many things happening at once, but.
And it was not very linear.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was like they were trying to compact a lot of shit into the movie. Okay, so they, it turns out that Nikki Picasso is not the main antagonist of the film. It's actually the head. It's actually the head honcho of the TC2000 police security fucking group or whatever.
I just call him Chief.
Yeah, of the chief. Yeah, that's actually a lot shorter. And then he's the main bad guy. So, because we mentioned earlier that Nikki Picasso was able to somehow infiltrate their place and also find out where this hidden fucking, I don't know, TC2000 space was at. And I think even Billy Blanks and Zoe were like, it seems like we have a traitor on the inside. Well, it turns out the main head honcho guy, the chief, was the fucking traitor, which I didn't get. Wow. Like, I didn't understand that. Like, why would the traitor, like, I mean, the chief be a traitor to a fucking organization that he's the head of? You know what I mean? Like, that didn't make sense to me.
He does have pretty good. So, I don't know.
I don't know, but...
Maybe he just wants to start some shit.
Maybe. Apparently, I guess he's after... He wants to... Oh, yeah. He wants to kill all of the surface dwellers. So, when... And apparently, Zoe's father had this key, which is a literal key attached to, like, a pendant that's, like, the shape of, like, Jesus praying hands or something. And, like, they go to the terminal, they open this door, which leads to, like, an underground sort of silo, but I think, I don't know what the fuck it was supposed to be. I just, to me, it seemed like it was, like, a chemical, a nuclear power plant. Nuclear, sorry. And they go underground through an, or something. A bunch of fighting happens again. I don't know. I don't. This got confusing too because there were too many people fighting at once. So I just know that Billy Blanks was fighting a bunch of random guys. Bolo was fighting Matthias Hughes' character, which I forgot the name of his character.
I don't know.
The blonde dude. Yeah. And then. Fucking main chief and Nikki Picasso and TC2000X Zoe girl are going. They just keep walking to get to their main destination. Billy Blanks, even though he's supposed to be the main star of the film, is just fighting a bunch of random guys. Bolo is fighting Matthias Hughes' character. They get into a little scuffle. Matthias Hughes' character goes through a door and is, like, blocking the door with his whole body, preventing, I guess, Billy Blanks and Bolo to go through to get to the destination of wherever the chief and Zoe are going. And then Bolo, it's funny because after Bolo was beating the shit out of Matthias Hughes' character, like, Bolo's like, open the door! Open the door! And then Matthias Hughes is like, He's like, over my dead body. And so that's when I knew what was going to happen again, because there's something blocking in the middle between Bolo and Matthias Hughes' character. So he does the fucking punch thing again, but he does it so hard that it puts a hole through Matthias Hughes' stomach, and he falls, and he's just spewing out blood. So, again, no damage to this metallic steel door, but it somehow he makes a hole through Matthias Hughes' stomach. Falls down, and he dies. Yes. Billy Blanks and Bolo go and chase after the people into this sort of a weird reactor room where it's basically
they
shooting
call it the kill zone.
The kill zone, yes. They go to the kill zone, and it's like this weird bong tube, like a red glass bong tube, just shooting a bunch of fireworks in the air. But it, I guess it's like supposed to be spewing out a bunch of poison or something.
You know what it kind of reminded me of?
What did it remind you of?
You know, in The Empire Strikes Back, when Luke and Darth Vader are kind of facing off, and they have that famous line. It kind of looked like
shut
that scene.
The fuck
but
up.
Like a ripoff. I was like, are they really doing that to Star Wars?
My God, like, really? Are you that still like talking?
Yeah. And then what happened after that, Cameron?
So don't they start some sort of sequence to destroy the surface?
Yes. It appears that this weird firework thing that gets shot up in the air is unleashing
red balls of light.
Yeah, like they just start spewing out poison. It turns out that the chief guy betrays Nicky Picasso by telling him, I don't know, that he's going to climb all the way to the top and he's going to, I don't know, escape because I guess there's going to be a nuclear meltdown. So TC2000X girl is just standing there because her memory is coming back, but like the program is trying to override. So there's like a conflict going on within her head. And then Nikki is following the main chief guy up to the very top. And he's like, oh, I got you, chief guy. He's like, wait, don't kill me. We got to still get out of here. Otherwise, we'll get killed or whatever. And he's like, oh, well, don't worry. I'm going to kill you first. And he's like, wait. I got the antidote for the poison. So Nikki grabs the antidote. He's like, oh, thanks. And he throws the chief guy out the fucking off of the balcony or whatever. And he gets killed because he's hung like a horse. And then,
Wow, that's a funny joke.
I know, right? I know, huh? It wasn't that funny? It was funny.
Oh, wow, yeah. Cue the audience
song. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Comedy gold. Comedy gold. And then what happened after that, Cameron?
And then aren't they, like, scrambling to, like, shut it all down because it's ticking down? And they're like, oh my God, what do we do? Billy Blanks and Zoe. And the Asian dude just kind of walks
Bolo.
Over.
Bolo. Yes. They're trying to figure out the password. So because
and he literally just like types it in. And he's like, yeah, I knew it the whole time.
I know. I didn't get that. Which
he
the
was
password.
Just making him wait, like. Wow.
Yeah, because Billy Blanks and Zoe were trying to figure out the password, even though Zoe is the fucking guy who made all of that shit's daughter. They type a bunch of stuff in, but it keeps saying access denied or something. And Bolo just comes in and he's like, and they tried passwords like Zoe. They tried other passwords. And then Bolo just comes in and he just types in the word life. And then it said access granted and it shut everything down. And then like Zoe was like, oh yeah, that's right. Zoe means life in whatever fucking language or whatever or something. Totally. I don't know. And then so they after they shut down everything, they're leaving. And as they're leaving, Nicky Picasso is stuck up on the fucking top floor ladder, even though there was a ladder. But he's like, hey, guys, can you get me down? The ladder doesn't work. Hey, where are you guys going? Come on, help me. And but they just still leave. And then they're like on the balcony of the outside of the facility, and they're just looking, and then Zoe's like, oh my God, isn't that a beautiful view? And Billy Blanks and Bolo are like, yeah, it is. It's nice. And yeah, it's beautiful. And then the credits roll.
I guess life really finds a way.
Yeah. And then that's when the movie, that's when the credits roll and the movie's fucking over.
Yeah.
Yay! Woo!
Honestly, yeah.
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 Anyway, I have to pee really bad, so we'll be right back after these messages.
So do I.
I found this Theron Black box. I thought you might want to take a look at it.
She hands over a clear rectangle sheet of black glass with smooth edges.
Oh, wow. This is really cool.
Where did you get that? You shouldn't have that.
I found it on a Theron ship that crashed.
Maybe I could take it to a friend?
I would use the word friend lightly.
Misha walks over to a small filing cabinet that's next to his bed, and he takes a key from around his neck. He unlocks the cabinet, and he pulls out two black cases, which are both marked with Theron symbols.
As you place it down, it instantly lights up.
You know what this means, right?
This could be the chance we've been looking for.
That doesn't sound good.
Sons of the Fathers is a sci-fi horror podcast using the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu role-playing system. It is a Necropodicon original, and our first episode premieres on the 1st of March, 2020. We advise that the show isn't for children, but is great for those who revel in hapless protagonists facing ever-increasing bad odds. Sons of the Fathers, boundless space, endless horror.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce, easy to listen.
All right, and we're back. Yeah. Hey, Cameron, do you know what time it is?
Is it bad, bad, or rad, bad?
Bad, bad, oh, bad, bad.
Yes, that. So, Cameron, how does this work? Would you like to explain, or would you like me to explain?
I thought you were going to play the tune over me talking for a second.
I did.
That would have been funny. So we rate the movie out of a 10. 5 or above is rad bad, which means we liked it.
Bad, oh, bad, bad.
I had to do it. You gave me the idea.
Well played.
You did it to yourself,
and
man.
If it's below 5, we didn't like it. And even if it's a 4.9, which Richard would have asked if I didn't say that.
Well, what does that mean now that you implanted that in my head? What does it mean when you give it a 4.9?
It means you kind of liked it, but you don't want anyone to know.
Why is that?
Because it's not that good, or it may be embarrassing for your reputation for others to know that you enjoyed such a terrible movie.
And that you don't want them to think that you're a what?
Piece of shit?
Yes.
Oh, that was actually my only guess.
Then that was a good guess, because that was correct.
Yeah, is there a clapping sound?
Sure.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
All right, so I'm going to ask Cameron first. So, Cameron, what did you like about TC2000? And then what did you not like about TC2000? And finally, what score would you give this out of a TN?
Oh. Well, first of all, I like the whole punching through things without damaging them, even though it doesn't make any sense. But, like, you still take out whoever's on the side of whichever object you punch somehow. I like that logic. It was kind of funny. I like Ghetto Fight Club. That was pretty cool, even though guys are just beating the shit out of each other for bags of water. I like that the karate stuff wasn't terrible. It wasn't good, but it wasn't terrible. Like most of the movie. And I also really liked Zoe. Although they tried to wait to, like, a way over the top makeover for the whole TC 2000X thing. That's it. I didn't like, we didn't mention that Cameron dies.
Oh, yeah. Like that. Oh, yeah, because you get shot in the head.
he gets shot in the head by Chief.
Yes, I forgot to mention that.
Figures out the whole plot. And he's like, oh,
I don't want to do this anymore. I only wanted to turn her into a fuck doll, but I didn't want to turn her into a weapon, you piece of shit. And then Chief killed you by shooting you in the head.
The quote.
Oh, go ahead. Go for the quote.
He says, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And then he shoots them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a lesson for our society.
Alrighty.
So I didn't like that. I didn't like that, like, 75% of the movie was people running through hallways and fighting. Like, how many karate scenes were there in, like, a weirdly lit hallway? I don't know, but too many.
You're such a fuck!
I didn't like that I had no idea what was going on, like, most of the time, whether I was sober or not.
Yeah.
It's too much that they tried to pack in there. Like, where's your plot, coherency? Or coherence? I have no idea. Well, shit, what the hell is the kill zone anyway? Where did that come from? Yeah, I didn't like the rest of the movie. So I would give it, like, let's say a 3. Let's say
a
3.
Who the hell do you think you are? Who the hell do you think you are?
Cameron.
You any kind of artist? Anybody know who you are? Maybe everybody else wants to enjoy the peace and quiet. This is one of the most important places in all of North America. Who are you? Who are you? You miserable, presumptuous, no talent. You're no artist. An artist respects the silence that serves as the foundation of creativity.
The fuck
you
is that?
You obviously don't have the talent. You don't have enough respect for yourself or other people, or what it is to express yourself in music or any other form of creativity. And I'm an NYU film school graduate, sucker, and the School of Visual Arts and the Academy of Art University in San Francisco. You suck.
It's so long.
You have no
talent. My God.
If you really had talent, go practice and then get yourself a gig instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here. You disgrace.
Just have this person
you are
rant
everything
the whole
that's gone wrong in this world. You are self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit. And I've earned my right to say it. Okay? I had 200,000 people in Oakland in 1975.
Holy
I walked Bob Dylan up on stage. Who the fuck are you? I knew the Grateful Dead from 1966. Who the fuck are you? You nothing. You nothing. You are nothing. And you will never be anything. Never. How dare you? How dare you? You miserable, mediocre nothing.
That's really intense.
I just love how just listening to you just reacting to it while it's booming.
Get that one.
Sounds like you put a lot of work into that one.
No, I didn't. I just fucking got that. And there you go.
No, but what's that from, though?
I don't know. I don't fucking remember. I don't know.
I kind of want to watch whatever that is.
I think it's like some
a comedy skit or something.
No, it's like a guy filming a short dude like talking shit to some guy that like sucks at playing a trumpet, and he's just like playing trumpet really badly out in the middle of New York or something. I don't fucking know.
That's I'll Google that later.
Or YouTube it. I think there's one on YouTube.
Richard Sucker.
So wait. You give this a 3 point what?
With just a 3.
Just a 3. Oh. Okay. So you did not like this movie?
No.
Okay.
But it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen.
Okay.
That was last week.
Okay. Which you gave a 0.5.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, go for it.
I think Chris would agree on that.
Alright, go for it.
So Richard Sucker, what did you like about the movie? What you not like about the movie? And what would you give it out of a 10?
Well, hold on, sorry, because my bladder is very full, so I have to pee really bad, but I can hold it, so I'm not gonna, you know, try to pee and poop on a toilet that's filled with blood and puke and use tampon or anything like that. Which, by the way, I bought a bidet, and my bidet came in yesterday, and I installed it. I never have to use toilet paper again. Woo!
Amazing.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Innovation.
And it's great. Do you have a bidet or no?
I do not.
You should get a bidet, because it works way better than toilet paper, I tell you that.
For those of listening who don't know what is that?
A bidet is basically a device that shoots water by using various water pressure to get rid of the shit that's on your ass crack, and possibly if you have ass crack hairs, off of your ass crack hairs. It's basically a water alternative to toilet paper.
That sounds very eco-friendly and very efficient.
And I only bought it for $50 on Amazon.
Shit, really? That's not bad.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you should get it. Toilet paper is a fucking rare commodity now, especially because, you know, toilet paper is made from, like, you know, grinded up fucking chunks of wood.
There you go, people. Save the trees.
There you go.
Shoot water at your ass.
Yep, there you go. So what I liked about the movie, I liked a lot of the cheesy acting. I liked that Billy Blanks, you know, when we were doing King of the Kickboxers, that when he looked like DJ from Street Fighter 2, this time he looked like Guile from Street Fighter 2 because of his hair. Because you know how Guile from Street Fighter 2 has his hair, right?
I might need a refresher on that.
You know the Sonic Boom guy? Mm. Sonic Boom.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Google him. You'll know what I'm talking about. Well, Billy Blanks basically is the Black Guile in this movie. Because he has the same exact hairstyle. And
how do you spell that?
G-U-I-L-E.
Okay.
Yeah. So he has the exact same hairstyle. I liked that they kind of did that. I found it interesting that Bolo, for the first time, has played a good guy in a movie versus him playing a fucking bad guy in every single movie that I've seen with him
in it.
Oh, I
see the hair now.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't it look the same?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
They worked on that.
Yeah, so...
Continue.
And a lot of the bad acting... Even though it was technically bad, I still found the bad acting to be entertaining, because it was just some of the shit that they did that was unintentionally funny that was funny to me. And I liked some of the martial arts choreography, even the ones that were really bad was funny to me. What I did not like about the movie was the fact that there was too many things going on at once. It confused the shit out of me with the plot and the story, because I felt like they were trying to combine like plots from shit like Terminator, RoboCop, fucking generic martial arts movies, post-apocalyptic movies. Like, I felt like they were trying to like combine too many things at once, where they, because I think this movie was like an hour and 30 minutes.
I counted every minute.
Yeah, I felt like they were trying to combine too many, you know, movie plots into one film within an hour and a half. Like, I didn't really like that too much because it just made everything confusing. And I did not like, there was one part where I kind of fast forwarded it a little bit, where Billy Blanks and Bolo are trying to follow Nicky Picasso and the main chief guy to the facility or whatever. Like, there was a long period of time of them following. I did not like that part. And that's pretty much it. And I also too really liked Zoe, which was Bobby Phillips, which I'm seeing a picture of her now, and she still looks good. I would still have sex with her.
I'm sure you would.
Oh yeah, I would. I would stick my penis in her vagina.
Sound fit for that?
And I would eat her out too. But not like how Cletus did in Night of Something Strange.
Oh, good old Cletus.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, as far as what I would give this score out of a 10, I'm a little surprised that you would give this a 3, because, I mean, well, I'm assuming you liked King of the Kickboxers better than TC2000, right? Because based on the score that you gave this movie.
Did I like what? Repeat that one or
something? I'm assuming because you gave this movie a 3, you like King of the Kickboxers better than this TC2000 movie?
Yeah. That one was more campy, but in a good way.
Yeah. No, I do agree.
This one I couldn't follow that well.
Yeah, I do agree with that, that I do like King of the Kickboxers better than this movie. But, I mean, but I still enjoyed the movie. It's definitely better than movies like Bong of the Dead and After School Lunch Special. Like, that's definitely for sure. But as far as the score that I would give it, I would recommend this movie to people that like campy, like shitty, but entertaining, like martial arts futuristic films. I would say maybe drink a little bit and maybe get a little stoned before you watch it. So I'll be more generous than you, and I'm going to probably give this like maybe like a 5.5. I don't think is a super cool, awesome movie, but I would recommend it to people that like martial arts films, that like Billy Blanks, that like cheesy sci-fi shit. I would recommend it to people.
I mean, that does go sort of well with the reviews that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and check out the real scores. So for IMDb, this got a 4.5 out of 10. And on Rotten Tomatoes, this has... Oh, I didn't even fucking put the TC2000 in. Wow, what an idiot I am. Hold on. I know. Wow.
I'll also comment that it says on Google that 81% of users like the movie. And I feel like that's like a little high.
Like maybe. You. Like you.
But it kind of goes more like with what your rating would be.
Like you.
Because you liked it.
Like you.
No, I'm not right now, actually.
Oh, damn it. You sound like you are, though.
Anyway, no, that's just how I sound, man.
So obviously this doesn't have a tomato meter, but that's okay. But 26% of people like this movie.
Hey man, I was trying to take
and then that sucks too, because I can't see you drinking and I can't go, they try you too. So I won't be able to know when you take a drink and make you choke. So that's fucked up with this whole virtual thing.
Yeah, I already
thing.
Swallowed before you
stopped. Oh, I bet you did. I bet you swallowed. and then on
soda man.
And then on Letterboxd, this got a 2.7 out of 5. So, yeah. Anyway, so Cameron, did you want to read a low review or you want to read a high review?
I'll read a good review. It's 4 stars.
Okay, go for it.
But the title is TC2000, runtime 91 minutes too long, that is, but it's 4 stars. And it says, funny how I can smack this flick for stealing precious minutes of my life that I'll never get back. Yet here I am, devoting more time to it. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I have viewed this movie more than once. And that's all I'll go into it, because he writes like 5 paragraphs. But that was pretty funny.
Okay.
And
well,
the first one.
I will read this 2-star review by somebody named James Popinski. This is crappy in a way that only a 90s DTV martial arts / sci-fi movie can be. You know exactly what I mean. At the same time, it has that old reliable guilty pleasure factor. So by no stretch good. I mean it. There is an art to mindless action movies. This is not good. They do not know what they're doing. It's funny because it has all these ingredients for an action cult classic. The directors probably thought they were nailing it, ", but without the proper execution. It's just another fun stinker. You know, I'm not really sure what this movie was actually about. The fight scenes are decent, but not even Bolo Jung versus Mathiah Hughes could save this one. Would you agree with that?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I would ask, do you know what time it is? But we can't spin the wheel because obviously this is the final film that was on the wheel. So, but yeah, we'll skip that part. So Cameron, contact details.
Bad Rad Movies Podcast on Twitter.
No.
Bad Rad Movies on Twitter.
Yes. What's the Instagram one?
The one I said before that.
Yes. What about the Facebook one?
Bad Rad Movies.
Yes, or facebook.com/badradmovies.
Or that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then badradmovies@gmail.com.
Yes.
Send us shitty emails that we don't want to read.
Yes. Or feel free to send us some direct messages on Instagram or Facebook Messenger or whatever.
Or just comment shitty movies in our posts.
Yes.
Which is how we got... like the last couple, right?
Yes, or a bunch of them. All of them were the ones that were on that were for the wheel. Every single movie that was on the wheel was from comments on the post we made on what bad movie should we put on our wheel.
Since you guys largely failed in your recommendations, we're getting our own this time.
Yes,
we'll get back to you like later.
Yeah, but. So we're going to be taking a little tiny break only because Cameron and I are going to be coming up with movies for the Wheel of Shit, which Cameron's going to come up with 7, and I'm going to come up with 7.
I got 2 so far.
Oh, you have 2 movies? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have quite a few, too. But so what makes this the next one different with all the movies on the Wheel of Shit is that we're going to keep a score. So whoever wins, obviously, is going to be the victor and, you know, claim the title of champion for all the glory. While the loser has to do some sort of a punishment, which, of course, you know, if
the sermon does of this time,
yes,
we'll come up with some shit.
Yes. So if you, let's say if I lose, then you can come up with some kind of a thing, a punishment for me, and then vice versa. And also, when we do our ratings for the movie, that whether what you pick or I pick, we can't just purposely go, oh, no, I don't like the movie, so you don't get the point. Like, I will be honest about whether or not if I like whatever movie you have chosen, and you have to do the same thing. Like, we can't fuck around and be like, oh, I'm going to purposely fucking just say that I don't like the movie so I don't have to do the punishment.
That's fair.
All right. All right, cool. And then if we have guests come on with us, their verdict also counts.
I agree with that.
All right, cool. Well, anyway, so this was Bad Rad Movies, and I want to thank Cameron, always a pleasure, for coming on. And yeah, tune in next time for when Cameron and I figure out what total 14 movies we're going to be choosing for the Wheel of Shit. And as always, have a good one.
Have a good bit.
And way to end
strong.
Hey, you like milk, bitch? I'm richer than anything else. I like my pockets to be totally damn it, I held a fart for like a minute and there was this little poof. Sounds just like you now. That sounds just like me, wow.
Of course, I suck dick for weed.